Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and we are getting ever closer to the holiday weekend, and one of the events that's going to make it a great one, Art in the Park, going on over in Port Austin, and joining us, the chairperson of that event, Patty Finan. How are you today, Patty?
I'm doing great, Kevin.
Glad to have you on the program.
Thanks for having us.
I can't believe it's been a whole year already.
I know. And the summer seemed to just fly by, it's already Labor Day, but just kind of crazy.
It's kind of one of those bittersweet things. You know, you hate to see the summer end, but you want to get to that festival that you guys put on. So, you know what? We got to get to the Labor Day weekend then.
That's right. It's coming up this weekend.
It is. Now, this has been going on for quite a while over there in Port Austin.
Yes, it has. Actually, this is our 12th year.
That's nice.
So, yes, it has.
Now, let's get started on, I think, first things up, there's an event Friday night, right?
Yes, there is. Mm-hmm. We've got a silent auction on Friday night. So a lot of the artists that are going to be in Art in the Park on the weekend donate one of their pieces, and we put them up for silent auction. And it's a great fundraiser for us. So it starts out at the Welcome Center in downtown Port Austin, and the doors open at 6:30 for you to come in and take a look and meet the artists and have some cookies and punch.
Mm.
And then we do the final bids at 7:45.
All right. Now, you mentioned us there, and I should mention that it's the Thumb Arts Guild that is presenting this. So before we move into what's happening on the weekend, tell us a little bit about the Thumb Arts Guild.
Sure. We've been in existence since 2001, mm-hmm. and it's just a group of people actually scattered around the state that just supports art and are either artists themselves or just want to support arts in the community. And we're really focused on encouraging new artists to come in and give them support and have programs at our meetings every month to kind of help artists, you know, either an artist presentation. Sometimes we bring in, people to talk about the tax, mm-hmm. ramifications, if you're starting your own business, those kind of things. So it's just a great group of people.
Oh, okay. Very nice. Now, Friday, the silent auction, but then we kick into the big weekend, and boy, it's big for you guys both Saturday and Sunday.
It is. We run 10 to 5 both days, and mm-hmm. there's a lot going on. We've got music scheduled both days, two bands each day. And then, of course, the art. We've got over 50 artists this year that will have their things out for sale, from, painting to ceramics to jewelry to photography to glass to polymer clay to ironwork. So there's all kinds of stuff going on this, this weekend.
Wow. All right. 10 to 5 each day. Now, that's taking place where in Port Austin?
That's in Gallup Park. So okay. If you come up 53 to the stop sign, take a left, and we're about a mile outside, probably to the west.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the music. You said you have a couple of different artists each day. Who's going to be performing?
Sure. It's at 11 and 2 is each mm-hmm. day. So 11 o'clock on Saturday is the Bill Denbrock Big Band. They're a 14-piece band that are excellent, and everybody really enjoys listening to the music. 2 o'clock, it's the George Schwadler Trio.
Mm-hmm.
That's both on Saturday. And then Sunday at 11, it's the Lonesome Mountain Boys. And Sunday at 2, it's the Spring Street Boys.
Oh, okay. Now, you can hear those while you're perusing the art, right? They're right there at the same place?
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You can sit on the hill or at the table and get some food. We've got food provided by the mm-hmm. North Huron Schools National Honor Society. So it's a big fundraiser for them for all their programs for the year. And so they'll be selling the food, and you can sit at the picnic table and listen to the music or walk around and visit the kids' tent if you've got little ones. We've got a place where they can make their own art to take home, and you can help them out with, while they're working on it. And, but you can stroll around the ground. So it's just a really fun day for the family.
Boy, it really is. Something for everyone. So bring the whole family out. Again, Friday night, the silent auction, and then Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5, is Art in the Park at Gallup Park. Now, we did go through things pretty quick, so if they want more information, do you guys have a website that has all this information on it?
We sure do. It's mm-hmm. www.thumbartsguild.com, and we do have a following on Facebook. And you can give them my number, too. It's 989-670-8196. And we do want to mention that we were given grant funds by the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs, so that helps us to pay for advertising and for the bands and for security at night. So we really do appreciate the grant money that we're given.
Oh, very good. Now, this is a fundraiser for you guys, then?
No, not necessarily.
Not really.
The silent auction is. And we also have some decorated fish that we did this year. Dave Femmel is our president, and he does work in wood, and so he cuts out a design every year. And all the artists take it and decorate it. So our big two fundraisers are raffling those off. Those are silent auction, too. So they've been out in the different libraries and businesses all summer long.
Very nice.
And with bid sheets. And so we'll be auctioning. The final version of that will be given out at 3 o'clock on Sunday. So we have those two big fundraisers, but the art in the park is mostly for the artists, so that they can, you know, come in and make some money.
And you get artists from all over the state.
We do, we do, and we have a lot of people that come from out of state for the show too.
Wow.
So we get, you know, we get quite a large crowd that comes through, and it's very good quality art, and we just have a blast. It's a fun weekend.
Very nice. The Thumb Arts Guild presenting Art in the Park. It's happening this weekend, Friday, the silent auction, then Saturday and Sunday at Gallup Park from 10 to 5 each day. And the chairperson for the event, Patty Finan. Patty, thank you for joining us for Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thanks so much for having me, Kevin.